Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Coming up on the Holderness Family Podcast, Valentine's Day Love.
I do everything.
See?
You had one job.
Don't just snuggle together. Struggle together.
You have a cute butt. I love your face. Are you going to cook dinner tonight?
Yeah. But are we playing footsie without realizing
by accident? Loving you has never, ever been hard. Liking you sometimes has been hard.
I don't have as much trouble liking you as you do liking me.
My armpits start sweating.
Mm-hmm. Getting them to like you leads to wrestling.
Honestly, it is sexy when you start cleaning.
The only advice I can give you guys is spend 5 minutes together, look each other in the eye, and talk to each other, and do it at least once a day.
It's the Holderness Family Podcast. Let's get started.
Hey, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. And we are that family that makes those kooky videos on the internet. This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Yeah. By the way, we're so grateful for all of the people who have liked and subscribed to our channels like YouTube and Facebook. And now we are going to ask you to hit the subscribe button for this podcast. Even if you listen to it, if you Google it every week and listen to it, that's great. If you subscribe to this, it makes a huge difference for us.
It does, because it helps other people find us. And when other people find us, it's just like a bigger party. And then we can just honestly keep doing it. So if you could leave a rating and a review, especially if you like it, even if you don't like it, I mean, we're open to feedback.
Yeah,
I but it's like, better if you like it.
People seem to like it.
Ish.
It.
Totally.
Ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, you look at the title and it tells you kind of what you're going to do, and we follow that script. Disclaimer, today we tried to follow the script of what we're going to talk about, but we strayed into some pretty heavy duty stuff as well. So apologies, but that's who we are.
This is in the spirit of Valentine's Day. We wanted to talk about what keeps us in like with each other. And we always have fun. We always love to laugh, but we have a situation with our dog that made me cry, and I'm sorry about that in advance. But we love you, and we're so thankful that you're here listening. So yeah, on with the show.
Oh yeah, you're listening to some sweet Valentine's tunes. That's how you start a Valentine's Day podcast. You start your voices low.
Or is it
smooth?
Smooth?
No, not necessarily smooth.
I recommend for liking a spouse, you should laugh with your spouse a lot. That's not on my list, but I feel like laughter, it gets us out of a lot of situations.
Kim, tell us about your list. I know how much you love lists.
Will you just stop?
No, you do. You love lists.
I love a
list.
It
brings you joy.
It sparks joy.
Yes.
Penn, I love a list.
I like lists. I like sitting with my brother with a couple of coldies and listing, say, the best quarterbacks of all time.
So here's the thing. That is on my list. And but I'm gonna get to that.
Is that your foot, by the way?
That is my foot.
Are we playing footsie without realizing it?
By accident?
You put the accent on the end. So
by accident. So here's what happened. Here's what happened. I remember very distinctly before we were engaged, and people were giving us advice like, "Oh, marriage is so hard, and
you have to keep it going.
You have to communicate." And I was like, you know, engaged, and I was like, "What are you talking about? Those people must not be in love." because there's nothing about this that's hard. I love him so much. It's not hard. And then now I have the
same exact feelings.
The wisdom of the years. And now I know what's hard. So loving you has never, ever been hard. Liking you sometimes has been hard.
Same, same. Loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
Loving you. No, but I think what happens is real life, right?
Sure.
I think like parents get sick and I think kids misbehave and, you know, the husband forgets to replace the toilet paper roll for 7 days. And it's hard to like someone when real life hits.
And real life, I'd like to define real life. Real life could be defined as children, jobs, cohabitating.
Right.
Real life, to me, I define as being around a person constantly. I can't, like, the fact that we have not punched each other yet, I feel like is a victory. And we also get that a lot. We get, man, you guys work together, you live together, and you seem to still get along. And we do.
We do.
Now, having said that, we don't always like each other.
Right.
And so Kim has decided to make a list.
Well,
I don't know how the list helps.
In the spirit of Valentine's Day, I just went through and found 5 things that we do without even thinking about it. And now he has a counter list he's starting, by the way.
No. Well, I mean, you may want me to add something at some point.
Yeah. So, 5 things that you and I do on a routine basis that help us like each other.
Okay.
Because, again, there are so many moments when it is hard to be in like. And not because you are misbehaving or being bad or just being annoying. It's just
we're just different.
Or that, you know, there has, I would say, and we'll get to this a little bit, and our lives are an open book, right? But there are some things that are happening in our life that we're not at liberty to share. There aren't our stories to share.
Right.
But 2019 has lasted for four years already. It is
January can go back to wherever the flip it came from.
We had probably one of the hardest months as a support to people in our lives that, again, these are not our stories to tell, that we've ever had.
Yeah. By the way, I remember last January, you were having a really tough time because it was cold.
Yeah, I'll take some cold after
January. That was your issue with January. This January?
Can suck it. Well, it's done now.
It's not only been, you know, like just problems that we've had. First of all, we're fine. Our family's fine. We're going to be fine. I want to make sure everyone knows this. We're okay. We're going to get through it.
Yeah.
But it has me questioning if I just generally suck at life because all of these things are happening around me.
Yeah. And we're being so cryptic. But what it comes down to is like people in our life that we love are going through some stuff and we are in a support role. And, it's very hard. Anyway, but that's what I'm saying. Like on a Tuesday when the kids need dinner, like how do you actually stay in like with each other when stuff goes south? So here's something that you and I do. We send each other. We are around each other a whole lot.
But
we're not around each other, we send text messages to each other in a very sweet way. So much, if you look at our text string to each other, it's like air traffic control. It's like, are you going to get the kids? Okay, you know, Penn Charles has a basketball game at 2:30. Like, there are, like, it's air traffic control. But occasionally, and when in perfectly timed, there's a, you have a cute butt.
Yep.
I love your face. And, like, there's some really cute, and those messages, like, break up the monotony of, are you going to cook dinner tonight?
Yeah.
And
not just the romantic ones, and you're probably better at that than I am, but I think that we do a good job making each other laugh on those things as well. So I know that you're talking about something different.
No, but even just like the monotony of
the schedule and the calendar.
The schedule and the calendar just to be like, I really thank you so much for bringing me coffee today. Like just like those little tiny notes that break up the monotony, I think can over time are very impactful.
So nice notes via text.
Or email.
I
think in a more grand way, people send flowers, but you and I aren't, I don't need that.
There's some couples that are better than us. And I'm just going to say this idyllic, ideally, I think there are people who do handwritten notes a lot.
Well, that's just insane. That's crazy talk.
I cramp up after writing three words. There's a Christmas time I always do handwritten letters to my family.
Yeah.
And I need therapy on my left hand afterwards because I've lost all muscle.
It is a very sweet tradition that he puts in our stocking, like a handwritten, like a long letter. And it's very, very sweet.
But I hear these stories about husbands who write, not necessarily even love notes, just the handwritten notes to people like, hey, and they leave it on the, and you know what? You do that. You leave that on the counter.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I have stuff to do.
I leave little post-its on them. I'll leave post-its on the mirror or like a note on the counter or something like that. But like, I'm not a big, you know, in the love languages, I'm not a gifts person. So if you sent me flowers, I'd be like, dude, you just paid way too much money for these. But I know that people do love flowers.
Yeah. Do you want to do your whole list? Then I'll do my list.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, we're coming right back. We want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Care Of. They support us, so please support them.
So this is amazing. Every year, you know, fresh start, people are making health and wellness a top priority. And with the help of Care Of Monthly's subscription vitamin service, whether you're focused on glowing skin or boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or generally just like being healthy, you should check out Care Of. They have a fun online quiz, ask you about your diet, health goals, lifestyle choices. It takes about 5 minutes and it finds out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations.
So you can't just like get a multivitamin?
No. And that's the thing is that I started taking these supplements. I definitely saw a difference in my energy level. And you get a personalized Care Of subscription box sent right to your door every month. And it's just, they're on these like little packets, so it's easy to use. And a portion of every sale goes to the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need with valuable prenatal vitamins.
Do you remember the old days when dudes just had like a big giant can of multivitamins? They're like, I'm okay. And you eat like pizza and drink a bunch of beer.
But now we know better.
Yeah, we definitely know
better. So we do better. Okay. So go to takecareof.com, enter promo code Holderness, HOLDERNESS 50, Holderness 50, to get 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins. So go to takecareof.com, enter promo code Holderness 50 for 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins.
I can vouch for this in the sense that my wife has a lot of energy.
She's all the time.
Up and ready to go.
All the time.
At 7 a.m., she's got plans.
I like to make my lists. Yes. The next one, spend time together on an island. And by an island, I mean the couch,
the bed,
a bench, a chair, and get your feet off the floor.
Yep.
Feet are off the floor. The thing about just not being able to touch anything else, you have no cell phone, no devices, and you're disconnected. There's something about that floating feeling, like getting your feet up on a coffee table, if you're on a couch, and you are on a little island and nobody can touch you. And you're talking for 5 minutes uninterrupted. And we do this pretty routinely.
I think anybody can do it. I think we have kids that are old enough that we just make them go away.
We just lock them out of the house.
Like we're like, go away, leave us alone. Or if we're outside, we lock them in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think even if you have a toddler, or even an infant, there's still a way you can do this.
And
there should be.
And there's great value for kids to see parents communicating in a way that doesn't involve them.
Yeah.
You know, because once they get control of your life, and we tell them, even we were having a conversation we were on our little island this weekend, and it wasn't like really gushy romantic talk. It was just like daily activity. It was just a general communication update. And Lola came up and we're like, go. Not invited.
Yeah. Oh, there's some other rules about this island. No phones.
No phones. Yeah, I said that.
Oh, sorry.
ADD.
And also try really hard to pay attention to what the person is saying, which I just didn't do.
Yeah.
Do you remember who gave us this advice the first time? The first person? We've been given this advice before.
Christopher Edmonston.
It was before. There was someone before Christopher Edmonston that gave us advice. It was our doula.
You're right.
In New York. She was this like crazy ex-Marine who coached, by the way, may not know this. Kim had an, I'm just laughing because it's ridiculous. Kim had an all natural childbirth.
The worst idea ever.
And I'd like, let's take a little break here. And this is one of the reasons why I both like and love my wife, because if you can respect someone, you can do those things. It's important that you respect your spouse. And the most respect I ever had for her was when she decided that she wanted to have a natural childbirth. It was exactly 12 years ago today.
Today we're recording this on Lola's birthday.
Yeah, so yeah. we're gonna just divulge for a second. So Kim went to Lamaze classes. She had a doula. She had a birth plan. She wrote it out. I had a schedule of contractions.
Oh, he was so cute. He was timing. It was before like apps that did that stuff.
Yeah, and I started noticing patterns of the difference between active and transitional labor, but Kim still felt more comfortable on her couch. And once we got to like the real kind of crazy transitional labor.
Well, stop. Wait a second. We were in New York City and they literally will turn you away. Well, I think they do this everywhere, but
unless you're dilated to three.
Right. And so they beat into our heads, like, don't come to the hospital too early. It's your first baby. You're going to come too early. Don't come. We're going to turn you around. And I just didn't want to be turned around.
Right.
So I waited for a long time.
Until 1 a.m. And then we took a cab.
Right.
Got up there. And the, you know how people always say, and the nurses could not have been nicer.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to say that.
The nurses were terrible.
The nurses were bees. And I don't like to use that term. But the admitting one, she checked us in. She goes, oh, you're dilated to four. Yeah, we need to get you a room. Ugh, I'm having the worst day. This is a woman who is... And by the way, at this point, you were starting to scream pretty loud. And
not at four, I wasn't screaming.
Well, during the high points of the labor, they hooked you up to this machine that went up and down. And your pain level that they had on the screen was off of the top. Like, it didn't register high enough. I'm like, that looks pretty bad. And they're like, oh, no, you're only dilated to four. By the way, misdilation. Because 1 hour later, you were dilated to 10.
I know. The doctor came in, and I was like... Do people want to hear this story about how the doctor's like, don't push, don't push? And he was like literally trying to snap on gloves. And I was like, okay. Yeah, because at that point you have to push.
He showed up 16 seconds before we had the baby. Anyway, so the doula got us through all of this. She was there way before the doctor. She was the one, she and I went outside and had an intervention with the entire hospital saying, you need to check my dang wife. And then when they did, you were fully dilated. And so she like locked eyes with you and did this amazing kind of like you guys
mind
spoke
meld.
Your yeah I would say something and you didn't really hear it. She
well but, she was like yeah. your height and had been a Marine and yep. she just looked at me and she's like and she like took me by the face. She's like, you can do this and you have to do this.
Yeah.
Like, there's not an option. And she's like, and it's gonna be over in 10 minutes.
Right. And yeah. So you wanted drugs, and when they showed up for drugs.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted a natural childbirth. I was like, I want my baby to come into the world very naturally. And then literally I was dilated to 10. I was like, that's bananas. Give me drugs right now. And they're like, sorry, lady, too late. So
push.
Push. Anyway, suck it up.
The baby came, and then we spent a little bit of time with our doula, and she said, okay, the only advice I can give you guys is spend 5 minutes together. Look each other in the eye and talk to each other and do it at least once a day.
Yeah.
So that was from her.
Yes. You're right. You're absolutely right. Annette was our doula. She was very sweet.
Yes.
Okay. But I like the lifting your feet off the floor thing. There's something about it. Like, if you're on the same surface and you can lift your feet off the floor.
So going on a walk doesn't count.
I like spending time. I love a walk, but the reality is, who has time to go on a walk? I mean, I love a walk, but okay. Number three is keep dating each other. And this meaning go on regular date nights, which it's bizarrely hard in the in the world of like schedules and sleepovers and this and like air traffic control. It is hard to get a sitter and make a reservation or just make a plan. Like, it's bizarrely hard, but every single time it's worth it. Now, we had been really, and this is where we'll kind of like sidetrack into something that's going on in our life. We had been really good about going on weekly date nights and like on a Thursday, you know, just like easy, like just a dinner, stare at each other, just get like some alone time. We have talked in this podcast before about our sweet dog, Ruby, and how we've had trouble with her. She's a perfect, obedient dog. We've done lots and lots of training. She's perfect. She's a perfect dog, except she is very protective.
So she's perfect, except when she's not with just the four of us. When it's not just the four of us, it's not good.
And so I can have this conversation over a podcast right now and not cry, because it's been about a month since our latest incident. So again, we've talked on this podcast. She bit a babysitter when she was about a year old. And we kind of We were already in training because she'd shown signs of like this protective behavior of like she would like snap and like nip at people, but she'd been a babysitter. We were horrified. The babysitter was fine and handled it really well. But she was, you know, walking into our house, and then your dad walked into our house without knocking, and he, she nipped him.
And, on the hand.
Yeah, on the hand. I say nip, she bit him, you know. Yeah. We were on the Greenway Trail, like a running trail, and I stopped to have a conversation with this woman who then went to her car. It's like a really long, weird story, but she had like this watering pot. It's like really weird. And Ruby's like bizarrely afraid of like inanimate objects, like umbrellas, et cetera. Like she.
Yeah, we keep our Christmas tree in this big red bag.
And she can't even handle it.
She thought I had murdered someone.
Yeah, so she bit this woman and it didn't break the skin, but it, like she definitely went after her. And then most recently in January, my 22-year-old niece has moved to Raleigh and she's, you know, spending time at her house and she's a family member and she, you know, is at our house very frequently. And the kind of house we have is like, you know, come on over. And so she let herself in and she told us she was coming over. She let herself in and it was dark and Ruby didn't know her that well and she didn't, and Ruby bit her. And like not a nip, like a bite, and like you could see.
Didn't draw blood, but it did leave like a pretty big mark.
It left, yeah. You see four teeth marks, yeah. And it left a bruise. And this is my niece who I love and adore. And it obviously she was afraid. She handled it beautifully, but it comes down to the fact that we have a dog that bites people, and she is obedient because we've done every ounce of obedient training.
Yeah, I feel like we need to, I just want to jump in here and mention because this is something that you wanted to take on. You wanted to take on the responsibility of training the dog.
Yeah.
You were incredibly diligent in it and went through four trainers. And all of those trainers were like, wow, you're the best student ever, Kim.
I went to classes.
Yeah. And
I went to like individual training and sent her off. They brought her back. Like we did like individual training. We did Saturday classes. We've done literally as she does great with other dogs, as long as she's not in a leash. Like we've done.
And every time there was this moment, and the moment lasted between weeks and months where I think we've got our dog. I think we've got the dog that we're going to have for the rest of our life. And I think the dog and we can live together in this crazy house where people come and go all the time. And in every situation, something would happen. And each time it got a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Right?
And we've been talking to our vet, like would medication help? And he's like not a fan. He just doesn't think the medication's going to. Anyway, so after the incident in January, it became very obvious that like Ruby needs a new home. And so how this relates to, oh my God. I literally cried for 2 weeks. I like popped a blood vessel in my eye for crying, and I thought I was done crying about it. But
yeah, just by the way, we were talking about January. This is January.
Yeah, this is like the third like most traumatic thing to happen in January too.
Maybe second. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
It's not number one.
But starting last year after she like bit the babysitter, and like we could only have date nights or people over to our house or have a babysitter that like Ruby knew, or we had to board her. So what we would do is like because she does well with a dog sitter and she does well. And we would literally to do date nights, we would be boarding the dog. So it got down from going from once a week to about once a month to like hardly ever, because we can't leave our dog with anybody. We can't have anybody over to our house because of our dog. But honestly, we were willing to like take that on because of this, because we love this stupid dog. So we've decided that Ruby needs a new home, and we rescued her to find her the right foster and to find her the right situation, because she needs to be in a house with like a strong other dog, and she needs to be in the house with like an experienced dog owner. And it's a very specific circumstance in which she needs to be. And it's so funny because I've talked to so many people, like it's like all I'll talk about. And half the people I talk to are like, you need to put her down. Like she bites people. You're going to put her into an adoption center or like situation where she's going to hurt somebody. And the other people are like, I can't believe you would ever give up on your dog. So 100% of people
have an opinion about how
we're doing this.
Let me jump in really quickly because I have something to say. This we're putting this out there This is going to be like politics.
I know.
It's going to be like Trump and Clinton. It's going to be everyone's going to have an opinion. I'm telling those who are listening, I'm asking you a favor. If you have something negative to say to my wife about the way that she has handled this, because she has spearheaded it and she has been exemplary in my opinion, and it is ripping her apart inside. If you have something negative to say, DM me on Twitter, okay, at Penn Holderness, and let me handle it, because her heart, her mind, and her soul cannot take too much more of this. I can just, please trust me. If you listen to this podcast, you probably trust us. She has done everything she can. There's probably going to be emails about how we can still save our relationship with our dog. We have pulled our hair out millions of times trying to do this, and we are now convinced that the best way to save our dog is to sever our relationship with our dog. Think about how absolutely heartbreaking that is, but we're trying to save her life at this point, not trying to make things easy on us. So if you have anything negative to say about this, please send it to me. If you have something supportive to say, please send it to Kim.
Because everything
please, at Penn Holderness, DM me. DM me.
I mean, at this point, I honestly, Penn, anything anybody said to me publicly, I already think about myself.
I know you do, but I don't want you, I don't want any, like, we're putting this out there, which is very brave, and I know one of the reasons you're doing it is because we're trying to find her a home, and we have people.
Well, just, we're an open book, is like, so I'm gonna be authentic and say, like, how do you stay in like with your spouse? And one of these things is, I think it's really important to date each other, but to be honest, we haven't been able to leave the house.
We can't leave that. We can't get a sitter.
We can't get a sitter, yeah. Because our dog attacks people. So,
I was wondering where you were going with this.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think you should do this, but in our situation, like, but to be really authentic and to be really honest with you, we struggle with this. And I'm quite honestly willing to, like, we're not trying to rehome our dog so we can have date nights. That's not like,
I'm just laughing because that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
No, but
there's going to be a comment.
No, and
there's going to be a comment. She just wants to get her date nights back.
Well, here's the situation. DM me, I know if I have dear friends who are willing to say to my face out of love, Kim, literally somebody said to me, if it's somebody I love, you made a commitment to this dog, and by giving up on her, you were sentencing her to die. And then another friend.
Wait, someone said this to you?
Yes. And then another friend, and I don't, like, I get where she's coming from. She's a very active in the foster and rescue community. She's like the champ, like every single Facebook post about like a dog that needs to be rescued. She looked me in the eyes and said, all dogs go to heaven. You need to put her down, because if you don't, you are putting her into a situation where she's going to hurt somebody else. And there's so many dogs that need to be adopted,
right,
that don't bite people, that if you put a dog in a system that bites people, you are like, you're messing with the system and ruining a chance for another dog. And literally there's not been a person I've talked to. Well, that's not true. People have been very sympathetic. But everybody has an opinion.
The people I've talked to, it's interesting. And I've talked to just about everyone I know about it. They've all said, yeah, Ruby's crazy. That's the first part. And the second part, I mean, like last night I was talking to this guy who I just met for the first time. And we were talking about a project that I'm really excited about. And I told him that there were some restrictions on people coming over to our house because of our crazy dog. And I kind of went down this entire thing, and he's like, we've had two of those.
What?
We've had two dogs. He's had two dogs that they've had to either, one of them they had to rehome, and one of them they put him down.
Oh, wow.
It happens all the time. I imagine that's why people are so active and opinionated about it. And there was a point after the last incident where I seriously entertained just not telling anybody, not telling you, not telling the kids, and going and taking care of it, if you know what I mean, myself, so I could be the bad guy. And I still got that in my back pocket if something happens.
And can you imagine even having this conversation? Like, and I think we've spent too much time on it.
This is the worst Valentine's Day podcast ever.
This is the worst.
What normally happens with our podcast, though.
But I will say that, like, the first 2 weeks in January, I had a pop blood vessel in my eye.
Because
I cried myself to sleep every night and had... Anyway.
And it was weird tears because it was something good would happen, something positive. We'd move forward and then you would cry.
Yeah, I just...
Or something bad would happen and you would cry. You're crying from...
I'm going to miss her.
Of course, honey. I know you are. I'm going to miss her too. I'm going to miss her. I mean, Ruby's my girl.
I know. Anyway, we should talk about being in love.
Right. Sweater? That was number three. No, date each other. I know. How'd that sound?
Date each other. Right. Okay. Number four. And this is what I adopted from your kind of family tradition pen. And we do this. It's make a top 10 list. So after every vacation and about once a month and definitely on New Year's Eve, we make a top 10 list of our top 10 moments.
Sorry. On your list of things to do,
one
of your things on your list is to make a list.
Here's what it does, though.
I do love the top 10.
The top 10 at the end of even like it gives us something like on a date night. Because let's face it, if you're not talking about the kids on a date night or on your little island, or if you're not talking about work, what else are you talking about? So I go through my phone, whatever, and be like, what are the top 10 January moments? And so when you can think about things to be grateful for and things to love, it's like your own personal highlight reel.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. And that is a family thing. Actually, I'm going to give that to my brother.
He loves a top 10.
Dale will top 10 or top 5 anything, anytime, cutest. Anywhere.
He's so funny.
We'll be sitting around and...
Top 10 moments of this podcast. Go.
Yeah. hey, top 10 Simpsons episodes. Go. Or like...
He has the best deep voice.
Top 5 Family Guy characters. Go.
Dale. We should have Dale on.
Top 5 movies. Go.
Yes. So, but seriously, and it kind of gives you a highlight reel and all the other crap just kind of like you kind of forget that you forget the January from hell and then you remember like the funny moments.
Yeah. I'm here for the top 10.
Okay. And number five, a little non-traditional. So we're talking about being in like with your spouse. So you should like yourself. And I know that I am more open to being like receptive to romantic advances if I feel good about myself. And we all have those days you're like, oh, you're like puffy or whatever. But if you don't take care of yourself, if you cannot like yourself, it's a thing. You are not going to be available to like another human being. So that is why daily, like moving every single day, exercising every single day. And again, it's not like a crazy CrossFit class. It's taking a walk. It's just moving, getting activity, moving every single day is more mentally beneficial. That I don't do it for like there are physical benefits, obviously, but I do it for my mental state because I like myself more. We desperately try, sometimes fail, to eat a healthy diet because I know how food affects how I feel about myself. And so when you can like yourself, you can like other people. And I've threatened to like start, a video series called Healthy-ish, because I think we do lead a healthy-ish lifestyle. Like for as many times as we celery juice, we also have birthday cake. But I think it just like helps overall well-being. So those are my tips. Penn has been feverishly taking notes.
No, actually, I stopped taking notes during Ruby.
Okay.
That seemed like a time to pay full attention.
Aww.
The last one, what was the last one? Was it work out together?
No.
What was it? What was the last one?
I'm not even going to tell you.
You said something about healthy eating.
You have to like yourself and you have to take care of yourself.
Okay, right. Like yourself. Jesus. Got it. Great. No, it's good. I, as usual, have not been prepared for this podcast, but let's recap, okay, the five things that you do. Number one, from Kim.
Oh, you want me to recap?
I can probably remember most of them.
Yeah, text messages, yep. Like that you have a cute butt.
Yep.
Spend time together on an island. Date each other, preferably not with a crazy dog.
That's right.
Make a top 10 list.
Yep. And then
like yourself. Okay.
So I've got three, and okay. I may come up with another one as we move along. Okay. Number one for me is try something that you're do this at least like once a month.
Oh, yeah.
Or a week.
Yeah.
Try something that your spouse likes that you don't.
Yeah.
It's a way, first of all, your spouse, is spouse still a term?
partner. That's like partner.
Is spouse exclusive? I don't know if that's exclusive. I don't want to be exclusive. Try
something. You mean
something,
like gender-wise?
Yeah. Is person better?
I think spouse is mate. Pretty general. Partner.
It just feels Bible-y, and I don't want to go too far into that. Like,
we
I
love
also,
our
I,
Jesus.
I also just don't like the way that word sounds. Okay, it's not a good...
Come up with a new word.
Boo.
Boo.
Try something I didn't come up with that. Try something your boo likes that you don't. Because first of all, your boo is going to love this.
Yeah.
Your boo is going to like smile through all of it. And if you like it too, that's a win for them. If you hate it, that's still a win because you tried. And there will be laughter. There'll be laughter and enjoyment. And you can say, I'm never going to do it again. Or you could say, oh, maybe I'll try this again.
Yeah.
And I think making an effort to do that on a regular basis is a real, it's where you connect in the like sphere as opposed to the love sphere.
I tried to, so Penn's obsessed with fantasy football. I started there was like a women friend fantasy football thing. And I was like, Penn is obsessed with fantasy football. I'm going to try it. So I logged in and I set auto pick and then
and you didn't change the lineup.
I'd never changed the lineup all season long.
Right.
And I won.
You won the entire thing. You made one change to your lineup because I shouted at you.
Not like at me. You didn't like
I was
you didn't shame me.
No, I was like, honey, you're in the playoffs.
You should, half your team is not playing.
Yeah, maybe just put players that aren't injured in your team. But then I looked at her lineup and it was sick.
I know, auto pick, man.
It's like there was this guy, Derrick Henry, who ruined everyone's entire fantasy season. You kept him in all year.
See, I believed in Derrick.
Right. And then there was this, the first weekend of the playoffs, everyone sat him because he had a terrible year and he had 743 touchdowns.
I'm telling you, it was my strategy. Yeah. Don't pay attention.
And all of your friends were so angry with you.
I know.
And you got money for it, right?
I get $200. You're welcome.
But
anyway.
That's because you tried something that I like that you don't. And maybe now you like it a little bit.
I don't. Yeah.
You need to, you'll like it if you guys do a draft, like a destination draft.
Okay. Moving on. I totally get it. Like I totally would. Yeah.
The other one is don't just snuggle together, struggle together. And that's my Dr. Phil. Don't just snuggle together, struggle together.
Okay. I can't wait. One day we're going to interview Dr. Phil and we're going to have you guys.
I heard he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
All right. This is either go into a panic room, go on the Amazing Race, go to a high intensity workout together, climb a mountain, climb a hill, climb something, do something that's difficult where you can accomplish this together. And you do that with
a common goal.
Yeah, as a team, but something hard. Not like as a team, you're going to go on a three-legged race.
Yeah, but and as opposed to just general daily life hard, this is like a something, because we've done all these things.
We have.
And it is fun to have, like, that's when we did all those triathlons and we've done all those races. Mm-hmm. It is fun to have a goal, to have a common goal with your person. Yeah.
And by the way, I think, like, your person, your boo, whatever, when you're doing all these things, not only are you going to like your spouse more, you also might love your spouse more and some of that other cool stuff.
All the side effects all of the liking
other,
them.
All the other good stuff will...
that comes along
with it. Will happen. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, number three... Mm-hmm. And this is something that I try to do, and I'm now that I'm saying it out loud, I have to do it, so that's good. I want to do this every day. I think I do this like maybe twice a week, but make a note every day if you can to think of something that you suck at, and just that your wife or at least something that your boo thinks that you suck at.
Okay,
and just do it.
Like, what do you mean?
Just do it. Okay, so we have, there's a long list of things that my wife would like to change about me.
No.
I don't want to, I said that the wrong way, but that's what it is. Like, things that my wife would like me to pay attention to or do better.
Yes, pay attention to.
Okay. I think shoes belong on the floor.
Shoes don't belong on the floor all over the house.
So I think they belong at least like up against a wall or out of sight.
Like an alien invasion has come and there are shoes lining every room.
Okay. This is my turn.
I love you and I like you.
I'm actually trying to talk about helping out with this and you're piling on.
I'm just giving examples. Yeah, okay.
Had that one locked and loaded, didn't you? So she has like a shoe drawer, which is an insane thing to have in a house. It's great, but you have to, you open the drawer and you put the shoes in a drawer. And that's something that I've never had the luxury of having. nor have had the burden of having. And so that was one thing that I worked on. And I got that all worked out. And then I got a text message from her the next week with a picture of a chair that wasn't pushed into the table. Which is so funny.
But I do see, I know that your natural state is not one of tidiness.
It's because I'm doing this actively. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but you're trying.
The chairs are the next thing. I've got to do the chairs.
And honestly, it is sexy when you start cleaning. It is like my armpits start sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sexy?
Yeah, I'm going to push that drawer in.
And my armpits start sweating. No, but it's like sexy when you start helping
again,
around the house.
Again, getting them to like you leads to wrestling. So it, sorry, that's what, isn't that what everyone tells their kids that you're doing?
Like, Mommy and Daddy are having special wrestling time.
Yeah, so it leads to wrestling. Okay, I would love to know if anyone else has a thing about pushing chairs into a table. I feel like chairs should be away from a table. That would solve. Think about it. The amount of time you spend pulling the chair out before you sit down or pushing it back in. Why not just leave it out where you can sit down?
So,
like a park bench or
our table is in the center of like our house. So when the chairs are all out, there's no way around.
There's plenty of room. I'm going to take that was a weak argument. We need a smaller house for you to make that argument.
No. Okay.
There is so much room around.
This is a whole podcast about liking each other, and I've cried about our dog, and now you're yelling at me about a chair.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm telling you that these are things that I'm trying to do better. Mm-hmm. I actually make it a point to push
you
in
do.
Chairs.
I do.
No matter how maddening the whole thing is, you
that's
just do it.
Sweet.
But that's.
So what could I do that you don't like?
That's the problem. I don't really have a lot of issues. I could start thinking about it, but I'm fairly content with most. Oh, I mean, there's just one thing. Literally one thing. But when I mention the one thing, she's going to come back with something else.
Oh,
that's just that's
no,
what
happens. I won't.
Always,
I promise.
I love you.
I love you too.
When you put a box in the recycling bin, you already look angry. You should break the box down first.
Okay.
Or you can only fit two boxes in the whole bin.
Hey,
you could just say yes, ma'am, but you're you're gonna fire back, aren't you?
No, here, guys. I'm gonna use my
See,
voice.
You can't do it.
Yes,
you can't just do it.
Because here's the thing.
See, you can't do it.
I do everything.
See? That's like
and so I feel like you had one job. You have one job, and that's to break down the boxes. So
I'm not asking you to break the boxes down as much as I'm asking you not to put them in the recycling bin. You can leave them out, and I will break them down. I just when you put them in there, that's the equivalent of like 17 trash bags.
Okay, this is an amazing podcast. I think we've helped a lot of people.
Did you guys notice when I said Kim wasn't going to be able to take this piece of critique, and it happened?
And the best part is
how calm
I think what we're doing for people is we're helping them realize how good their relationships are by showing what like a circus freak show.
You know
ours
what?
Is.
That's there's something to be said about that.
Like we show you. So I do believe in being incredibly honest because I think there's a lot of people out there that are not totally honest with what happens in their relationship. Like you guys hear it and you see it. Like this is it. So and if it helps you feel better about where you are because you're like, gosh, I'm so happy I'm not married to a woman that freaks out about chairs being pulled out. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. We could start our own channel and just call it crap that'll make you feel better about your current situation.
I think that's basically what our Facebook's page is. Our Facebook page is...
Did you just call it Facebook's?
You know, Penn.
Oh, here we go again.
I may have. I don't know.
Okay.
So if our Facebook and YouTube channel, it's probably exclusively just making people feel better about their current situation. And if that brings you joy, then my life is complete.
I mean, in the end of it, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, I feel very lucky to have you as someone that I love. And I do, like, I don't have as much trouble liking you as you do liking me. You're probably just generally more likable.
No, you just like people. I love you, and I like you.
Thank you. And I think these are some of the things, not only that we do, but...
You said do.
But if we're not doing them, we can say this out loud and maybe try to do a better job of them. So what I'm saying is, we're not talking at you and telling you what to do. We're basically telling you these are things that we do-ish, and we probably need to do a better job ourselves at it.
I think we do these, everything except for the dating, and that's a circumstantial, we have a terrible dog situation. Everything we do pretty consistently, and I think that it, yeah. and accidentally, but in a moment of self-reflection, these are the things we do that keep us in like.
Okay, yeah, I was just trying to be modest about that whole thing, and but you can go with we're
pretty amazing people, guys. We are amazing and perfect in every way. Are you kidding me?
So listen. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
If you haven't already, and I know we mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, but if you could please push the subscribe button on this podcast, it makes a huge difference, and it'll allow us to continue to give you this piece of entertainment on a weekly basis. It is a piece.
It is a piece of something. It's a piece of something.
Yeah. So we're anywhere you get podcasts.
Subscribe. And so it just helps other people find us. And when other people find us, we can keep doing this. So it's pretty cool. Thank you.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.